Welcome back to another edition of Splitting Hairs with Max, Nikki, and Nikon. As usual, I'm Max.
I'm Nikki.
I'm Nikon, and together
we're Max, Nikki, and Nikon.
You never know what you're going to get.
It's funny, you started it, you went, I'm Nikon, and together.
Right,
you
I wasn't prepared
for that part.
I didn't even say and. It might be the first time in Splitting Hairs history that I didn't say and with everybody.
Oh, wow.
Actually, that's not true. In the beginning, Nikki and I used to not, I think, say it together, I think, in the very beginning.
It would just be one of you saying it? Or you would just miss, you would just...
I'm Max, I'm Nikki, and together we're... I think one of us would just start out saying it. Together we're Max and Nikki. I think.
Anywho,
if you want to listen to the original episodes, you can on any of, you know, where you're listening the podcast, any place where you listen to podcasts.
Man, you're not explaining that well.
People in any be like, of where you listen to podcasts.
Any of,
that's how
any
you correctly where. Say in any of where you listen to podcasts.
Oh, it's so funny.
That's
Nikon,
crystal clear to me.
We posted a clip from a past episode, the one that we did on sports spectatorship. The clip is of you basically saying it's a waste of
human resources
and time. And there were like a lot of comments on there saying this podcast is a waste of time.
good.
Or something like that. And in my mind, I'm like, well, then why are you watching it?
But it's also like, you feel like, why'd you feel even
needed
to waste the time
to comment on this?
So
that's pretty funny.
I guess you have a lot of time.
But there,
you know?
But there were a couple of people that were saying he's right
or absolutely right. Or they're both right. Sports and this podcast are a waste of time.
Hey.
I don't think so.
Hey, I don't either.
But anyway,
that is about sports. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, guys, can you hear me right now?
Yes.
What about, can you hear me now?
Nikki, you can't relive
no,
the magic of
force
before
that.
This.
Okay, I thought
we had a little bit.
I didn't
going.
Get to be involved with the bit because you guys were doing it while I was figuring.
We had
out.
A little bit going before the podcast started, but
yeah,
Nikki's trying
there.
To
should've
recreate
there,
the magic.
Audience.
But spontaneous moments are just that—they're spontaneous. You know?
Indeed.
Spontaneous moments are just that.
To create the universe, you first must bake an apple pie.
Hey, any updates on the band name?
Yeah,
we're going with Silhouette City for sure.
Love it. Love it.
Out of curiosity, what do you think of this as a band name? Plastic Palace People.
Palace People. It's a little too clever.
It's a little twee.
Yeah.
What if it was just Palace People?
Palace People? I like Plastic Palace better than Palace People.
Oh, Plastic Palace. That's interesting, too. Plastic Palace.
It's like Silhouette City.
Yeah,
Plastic
but it sounds palace. A little...
Plastic Palace.
Plastic Phallus. It sounds
Plastic
like it could
phallus.
Be...
That's actually...
That's
I don't
a punk
know.
Name.
Is that
That's
a
punk
bad
band.
Thing? That is a Plastic Phallus is a punk name.
Oh, man. Plastic Phallus is a really good name.
For a punk band.
For a punk band.
But Plastic Palace is a good name for a non-punk punk band. Understanding that people can make fun of you as Plastic Phallus, but that means you've made it. If people are like making fun of you and calling you Plastic
That's
Phallus.
True.
That'd be but I do cool. think Silhouette City is... There's something a little bit...
Silhouette City...
Grander about it, or it, something that is more encompassing.
We also have this kind of album cover... This photo that we have, and it fits that better. I think.
Anyway, the new EP is going to be released on Tuesday, August 15th.
What?
But the first single will be from it will be released on Tuesday, August 1st.
Where can the people find
anywhere
it?
You
anywhere
can listen,
you
to music,
listen to music?
Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon Music. YouTube,
Google Play,
SoundCloud, Bandcamp,
Google Play.
Google Play is not a thing anymore.
Or Google.
That's part of.
Isn't the Google Play a thing still?
No, that's it, that's
Google Music. Google Music.
It's Google Music, yes.
Okay, Google Music.
Deezer.
Deezer is still around. Wow.
Yeah, you know, I first heard about Deezer when I was studying abroad in France. And my homestay dad, father, he was like...
He was like, Deezer.
No, he didn't say this. Deezer. Nicolas, Deezer is the tu connais Deezer? And I'm like...
trying to be hip.
I actually had never heard of it. I'm like, no, and he was showing me.
He's showing you.
Don't forget,
Deezer,
also
huh?
on sound,
he was showing me his Deezer.
He was showing you his plastic phallus. Actually, yes.
Oh,
just kidding.
There you go. That's a good call. That's what you call in the business. That's what you call a callback.
Okay.
In the comedy business. Yeah,
also, you can listen on SoundCloud, and also don't forget Bandcamp for those of you that are in the know.
Max, if you had been paying attention, I did mention SoundCloud and Bandcamp already.
I'm getting used to this
delay effect in my headphones because
Cammy is here, but definitely messed up from dental surgery.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cammy.
Ooh, okay, wow.
Oh. Yikes.
We'll find out about that later. Anyway, in the meantime,
just a heads up, guys. If you're watching this on the live stream or later on. You know, the video version of this podcast. My hair's a little messed up right now. I got this little kind of thing going on there. Anyway, just a heads up.
Talking about that, in that case, Max and I are unshaven, just giving you a heads up.
Yikes.
How many episodes have we done where I say that, though?
Yeah, well, one, I think, but...
I've heard a couple. Anyway.
No, not for me, though. I haven't said it before.
Oh,
no,
oh,
you
messed
have.
Up
you
me.
Have yet to... apologize for your appearance, and frankly thank you for apologizing because we were all thinking it.
How are you doing, Nikon?
It's hot. I don't like it. It's too hot.
Yeah, it is.
It's hot. I wish I went outside today. I didn't, unfortunately, because there's some good rays, sun rays going
you're
on.
You're missing nothing. Although I guess it's good for you to be outside.
You need to get the vitamin D, you know.
But it's too hot. I'll say it again.
Hot.
Do you not have an air conditioner?
I do, but it's too hot. It's still too hot.
The air conditioner! Seinfeld reference.
I don't remember that.
The air conditioner falls out of Jerry's window. Anyway. hey, I wanted to mention something real quick, because the day after the last episode we recorded was... the 4th of July, and we went to a barbecue, and later in the night, we got into a debate with a guy. It was basically everybody versus this one guy that didn't like the Beatles, and we were all trying to convince him, persuade him. He's like, hey, I'm open to it. Try to convince me, and we kept picking different... He's just like... I can't help feel like they're just too corny for me. And we're like, corny? What are you talking about? And so we were all trying to pick different songs that seem more heavy or rocking to make it seem like, okay, there's no way he thinks this is corny, you know?
Right.
So in the end, the one song that got him sort of on board, I think, was She's So Heavy.
Okay.
I want you. She's so heavy.
Yeah.
But man, I don't know. There's a lot. Anyway, the thing was he said he related to not that he's a big fan of the Rolling Stones, but he related to quote unquote the rawness of the Rolling Stones more. And Max and I realized people say rawness like that's a trait to aspire to, but I think what they really mean is. They just don't want the vocals to sound as good or polished. You know, like, what does it mean for the Beatles?
It's pure image. And we're going back to the same, like, basically the same arguments. It's like, it's pure image. There's nothing raw about the Rolling Stones.
What is raw about the Rolling Stones, aside from his
just
vocals
like a
not
grimy,
being the best?
Yeah, I think it's that. And their image. And look, hey, look, we all openly do heroin or whatever
right.
it is.
Yeah,
you
and their
like,
image. You're right.
Yeah.
Because Paul McCartney, I was just listening to Oh Darling yesterday. I'm like, I mean, if you're talking about great, just, I don't know, soaring vocals, No, he's sure. Nobody's more versatile. Anyway, I could go on forever on this.
We're all looking for something different, and this guy, this 4th of July guy.
It was a fun thing.
He's a fun guy.
We ended up just having a dance party. We were going to go see fireworks, but then this debate happened and it kept us indoors, and it ended up being more fun than watching fireworks.
We've seen fireworks many times in the past. So we don't need to see them again.
Yeah.
How was your 4th of July? Did you do anything?
It was probably the least notable 4th of July I've had, which is, you know, it's fine. I don't know.
Ooh.
We didn't do anything this year.
I'll tell you something we did the day after the 4th of July is Max and I and a friend went to Shakespeare in the Park.
Oh, that's right.
We saw Hamlet, and gotta say, the actors were very good. I mean,
For the most part.
And
that is, most of the actors were good.
If you're familiar with Hamlet, guys, the guy that played Polonius was so good. It seemed like he was just talking. It was almost like modern day talk, but he was saying these Shakespeare words. You know, it was pretty cool. The guy who played Hamlet was really good, too. If you live in New York, highly recommend going to Shakespeare in the Park this year, especially because the Delacorte Theater is going to close for a couple years due to construction, and so it won't be back until 2025. Gemma Leslie, I had a substitute teach an animation workshop for an art camp yesterday. Lots of wild drama between 10-year-olds. Thought of you, Weinbach substitutes. Yes, we've had a lot of substitute teaching experience.
Should we get into it?
Station business, Max?
Bum-ba-dum, station business.
Not sure if this is going to be released by the time our show happens, but Next Vintage Basement is this Sunday, July 16th.
It's this Sunday?
It is this Sunday.
Oh, dear. Okay.
July 16th at 7 p.m. Young Ethel's in Park Slope. Make sure to reserve your seats. It's free admission, but reserve your seats online. Go to maxandnicky.com. You'll find the appropriate links to reserve your seats if you happen to be in New York.
Okay. We also covered a little bit of the station business also, in that our EP is, once again, being released on Tuesday, August
15th. With the first single being released on Tuesday, August 1st. That's true. Nikon, amazing. Any business?
Nothing from me.
There's no business like station business.
The new jingle, I like it.
That's funny. That's good. Grammar Corner.
Right. Bum.
Anybody got anything?
I got nothing. I had something. It'll come to me. It'll come to me next time.
I gotta say, this week I don't have anything.
That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
Let's not force it.
I will say the one thing. Max has been getting on my case about using the word essentially.
Well, I talked about this in the past few days.
But I just don't agree. I think it's fine to use the word essentially. Max, I was using it a couple times, and he's like, you should not use that word. And I'm like, why not?
No, okay. I've explained it on the podcast before.
I don't think we've heard this.
No, we have. It's just, there's a certain, look, you can use it. Of course, it's a word, you know?
Exactly. But that's my argument.
But here, the problem I find is that people often use it to make themselves sound a little more elevated somehow.
I'm not using it to make myself sound elevated.
Because it's essentially about this.
I don't agree with you.
And what really was the tipping point for me on this was hearing Donald Trump use it, actually. And I just said, ugh,
There's a lot of people.
Yeah, but listen.
Essentially,
Nicky using essentially is different than Donald Trump using essentially.
Oh, is it?
It's slightly different.
You know what's funny is during the quarantine, there was about a month and a half where I was eating a lot of sweet potato chips.
Uh-huh.
And my skin was actually turning orange.
Was it really?
It was. And at first true? I thought I was going out in the sun every day just to go outside. And I thought, I'm kind of getting a good tan. But then after a while, Max is like, I don't think that's a tan. You look orange.
Because I was like, look at your feet. They look orange.
Right. And so I was like, So just so you know, guys, it's that beta carotene, which is famously found in carrots, but also found in spinach and dark leafy greens.
And spinach too, huh?
Is that why carrots are called carrots? Because of beta carotene?
No. It's got to be.
Maybe it is.
What are you talking about? Of course.
Oh, that's probably it.
Comes from the other. I mean, you know, I don't know if
I think beta carotene probably comes from carrots. Maybe.
Yeah, I think so because
probably carrots.
Yes, sweet potatoes as well. Real quick, Cammy asked where would she buy the EP. Well, you can buy it when it's released. You can buy it on iTunes, Bandcamp. Those are I would recommend buying it on Bandcamp though, because we would see more of the profit from that than. Although on iTunes or Apple Music, you could write a review on it. That'd be cool if you
That's
liked
good
it
too.
But you can stream it wherever you stream music. And
Then Cammy also
Cammy's getting a lot of mentions today.
We won't be releasing a physical. There won't be a physical release of the album because
just a digital release this time.
Unless it were worth it for us to do that, but right now digitally is the way to go.
Yeah. Anyway, guys. So I had Max and I came up with a good debate topic.
I'll see about that.
Oh, Max, did you want to mention something real quick?
Well, we also have that other idea, but anyway, go ahead, Nikki.
So the idea is.
Well, I want to hear the other idea now.
Are dreams worth talking about?
What's the other idea?
No, the one that you came up with before about
what's
the best way
to
die?
Sure, yeah, that's on the list. We can come back to that because I think we did a deathy, we've done deathy topics.
We have.
Yeah.
Are dreams worth talking about? Do you think that's a good topic?
Well, let's do it. Let's do it.
Which one?
I didn't hear an overwhelming, I love it.
I don't love any of the ideas until we get into them.
Oh, that's really disconcerting. Gosh.
Why? No, it's like, whatever. Why fall in love with something until you get through it?
Great idea. I love that as a debate topic.
Well, Nikki's more of the kind of Romeo and Juliet.
Okay debate topic. Because here's the thing.
One of these I'm going to get you.
This is just my disposition. I think are dreams worth talking about? To the extent that anything is worth talking about. I don't know. Is anything worth talking about?
Yes.
Is it? I don't know.
Where are we going to eat dinner for tonight if we're going out? It's worth talking about, otherwise we won't settle on something.
I'll get you, Nikon.
Or you can not talk about it and just be like, all right, Max, decide where we're going to dinner. Just decide. I don't want to hear about your thought process. I just want to hear what your decision is.
But then you better not be annoyed with my decision in the end because you're telling me.
Of course not. Listen,
it's a little mini debate here.
Are you telling me then?
If I were to say, Max, you decide where we go to dinner, and you say something that I hate, then I will.
Okay.
You know, maybe think twice before telling you to choose a place next time.
Okay, but then there was a small discussion at least in that you told me you told me decide where we were going to eat. It's up to you. So that was worth saying. That was worth mentioning.
Yeah, but do you classify that as talking about it? We are splitting hairs.
Anyway,
splitting hairs.
Why don't you give me something to talk about? How does it go? Why don't you give me something?
Let's give them something to talk about.
That's what it is. Any Shania Twain fans?
Is that Shania
there?
Twain? No.
That's going to be our new theme music.
That's Shania Twain, right?
Twain. Something to talk about. Bonnie Raitt.
Bonnie Raitt. Ooh, man, yeah. I'm cutting that out of the episode. I don't
want
to look like an
idiot.
No,
you are not. No, you're not.
Bonnie Raitt.
Keep that. You got to keep that.
I didn't really know much about her before, but she's pretty good. I listened.
By the way, this topic I got because we were watching our older brother and sister's their live stream show the other day, and Brent was talking about a dream, and Max and I were like, "Oh my god, this is going on way too." I'm like, when is it interesting to hear a dream to be talked about? And I have the answer for that, and I'll talk about that after when we get into
after
it.
This break.
After these messages,
we'll be right back.
And for the record, I'm perfectly okay with doing this topic.
I'll get you, Nikon. I'll get you.
Oh crap!
Crap. The impervious.
Impervious till after. One of these days, shit. Mr. Unlaughable, I'll get you one of these days, Mr. Unlaughable, I tell you. And then you're supposed to go, I'm impervious to laughter.
Damn it.
Oh, crap. Damn it. Damn it.
All right. Should we flip tapes?
Let's flip
or
tapes.
Or who's going to do what?
When you said flip tapes, I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, oh, I love that as a, what would you say, not a euphemism, but just an alternative way of saying what we got to do. I love that. That's a great idea.
Is that the term, flip tapes? Flip tape. Should we flip the tape?
Yeah, we should flip tapes.
Switch sides.
You flip the tape. Yeah,
flip
definitely.
Flip the tape. Let's flip
the record, too.
Flip the record.
Flip the script. Flip the script. No, that's not the same.
Different. What is flipping the script?
You changed the circumstances.
No, it's basically like a different way.
But like, what is it? What's the root of that?
Okay, if you're flipping a script, it's kind of like if you are the one who's antagonized, then when you flip a script, you become the antagonizer
or somebody that has the advantage in something, and you flip the script and you're like, no, now I have the advantage.
I think it comes from the idea of protagonist and
roles. You're flipping roles.
Something like that.
Like now you read. Now you're Lex Luthor and I'm Superman.
Now you're the weak link. You're the prey and I'm the dominant.
Now you're the guy who's trying to get me laughing. I'm Mr. Unlaughable, impervious to laughter. And then we switch those roles.
I don't think that's right.
Let me look at
this. You don't flip a script to do that. You don't flip the script around.
No, you say, I think you're taking it to.
No, it's got to have a root in something that's like it has to be. I mean, in most of these cases, it's something that's very.
By the way, speaking of flipping things, do you guys remember?
Well, yeah, it is to reverse a situation.
No, I know.
Especially by doing something unexpected.
Where's it derived from?
Yeah.
Like, what's the...
what is the original...
By the way, man, there are so many expressions that originated from Hamlet. It's kind of crazy.
Oh, yeah?
You're like, oh, my God, that's from that?
Turn the tables is another...
There's a method to his madness. That's from Hamlet.
No way. That's cool.
Yeah.
There's also... But there's the rub.
There's the rub. There's also.
There's the rub is from that. That's cool.
What's the
to be? Not to be. That is the question.
No, not that. That's obviously not used except for that. What's that one?
Goodnight, sweet prince.
Well, there's goodnight.
And may flights of angels sing you to your sleep. There's
that's
also
less, that's less commonly
that's,
used.
The rest is silence. The rest is silence.
Oh, you've got to be cruel to be kind.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, is that from it? Yeah. Cruel to be kind?
To thine own self be true. So true to be true to yourself. And
one
then
more, and then we got to switch tapes.
What was that last one, Max, that it's, Bobby had pointed out. You know, it's so famous. Oh, God, I'm forgetting it. Oh, boy, this is going to get me.
Well,
Nikon,
maybe,
for a
maybe
second
come
just
to you
now.
As we, yeah. Bobby De Niro.
You look like
Bobby De Niro.
One of the Baldwin brothers.
Oh.
Robert De Niro too. Yeah, sure.
A Murder Most Foul.
Murder Most Foul.
Wow.
And also My Lady doth protest too much.
Oh, really? Well, yeah, I knew that, actually.
I mean, that's a famous
one. And then also...
When you see Shakespeare, I haven't seen Shakespeare in, I don't know, a very long time, to the point where I'm questioning whether I even have, but I think I have. But like,
if you haven't, you did not go to a good school.
I did not, but
high school I was.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was fine.
I think it's required actually in most curriculum.
Well, yeah, I saw high school level Shakespeare, but that's not like. My question. Yeah. The question I'm trying to get to.
To be or not to be. That is the question.
Shakespeare in the Park. Do they give you a printout of the text so you can read along?
No, but I recommend.
It's so dense.
I recommend refamiliarizing yourself with the plot
with
before
the script.
You go.
It's too
that's,
much.
That's what
it's
we did.
Too
no,
much homework.
No, you just no. It's
no,
not.
Just read the summary.
Read the summary from Wikipedia. Okay. It's. Yeah. It, but you know what? I will say this: the acting was so good
you didn't need
it.
No,
you
no,
didn't need to.
You did. Nikon,
you don't know that. You're saying
read
that
a summary
as
beforehand.
Already read it, so you don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would. Yeah. I recommend reading a summary beforehand.
The guy that played Polonius was so good, though, that especially with him, you would not need. It almost just seemed like he was improvising certain things because it seemed so natural. It seemed like
that's pretty cool.
But Nikon, I recommend you go because this will be the last year.
I know. We already said that.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
As usual.
Oh.
So guys, dreams.
Yeah, who's going to take
worth
what
talking
position?
About?
I can moderate.
I would like to take the position, even though I often feel like maybe they're not worth talking about. I'll take the position that they are worth talking about.
I like it.
What
like
dreams
it.
Are made?
All right, let's hear it. Dreams, are they worth talking about?
Oh, such is the stuff that dreams are made on. That's from The Tempest. Anyway. Speaking of Shakespeare,
yeah.
A dream is a wish your heart makes.
Okay, Frank.
Cinderella.
Niles.
Cinderella. Okay, Max, you're going to take the opposition then.
Okay, that dreams are not worth talking about.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, here's why.
Wait, no. What? Who said you get to go first? The moderator has to choose.
I choose Max.
Oh, that is really.
Oh, shoot.
That really is just. All right, well, I get the last word.
It was funnier that way. We'll see about that. I get to decide who gets the last
word,
too.
That would be the worst.
Who gets the last laugh?
There we go. Max, this is your time. You're eating into your time, so.
Okay.
That's a part of the plan.
Opening statement. I think dreams are not worth talking about because everyone has dreams. They're weird most of the time, and invariably people are going to start rambling on about it because dreams often go into directions that don't really make sense in our normal everyday lives.
What if?
And people start trying to recapture what they just dreamed, and they start to ramble, and there's a lot of ums, and I think this happened, and you're just like, oh my God, this is so boring. Let's just get out with it or just finish it, and let's not talk about it anymore. That's my opening statement.
I know
I'm
this is an opening statement, but I'm already interested. This is very interesting
Wait,
to me.
I've got something to say.
Is there such a thing as, or is it? Would it be possible to develop the same way? Look, if you tell me about your day, there are people who will do the same exact thing. They'll give you every minute detail. It'll bore you to death, whatever. And there are certain people who will just pull like a very interesting detail out of their day and tell an entire story that's very captivating. Can the same thing be applied to reflecting on a person's dream? You don't have to share every single weird twist and turn detail, right? Question for the group.
Okay.
Just putting it out there because now it's Nikki's turn.
Why do you give him some fodder? Right, go ahead, Nikki.
Perhaps it would be helpful to have a pen and notepad so you can take notes.
Yes, like in the debates of presidential debate.
So I want to say my opening statement. Yes, dreams are worth talking about because sometimes the person who is talking about the dream could be a potential significant other. But what if they had a dream about you? You would love to hear about what they had to say about that dream.
This is your opening argument.
This is a bad opening argument, dude. I wouldn't have gone this route.
How that would make... I could just imagine
a girl, opening
a girl, if I had a crush on a girl And
this is a later part of
it. I overheard her talking about a dream, like, oh, I had a dream about Nikki. I'm like, wow, what happened in her dream? That would be so fascinating to me. But not only that, I will say sometimes, yes, and I do believe that most of the time, if you kept it short, brevity is important. If you did.
With any storytelling.
With any storytelling. Because, but for example, the other night, I'll just say this. I dreamt I could finally dunk a basketball. And I think that's pretty funny. Just to even that small anecdote that I dreamt that I could dunk a basketball. And when I woke up, I realized, man, I want to play basketball and give it a shot. I'm going to try my best. Because there are people that are our height that can dunk. In fact, Spud Webb was our height. And he was able to dunk. And he won the slam dunk contest, actually, in the 80s.
That's wild. That is wild. But
man,
that's
weird Welsh stuff.
This is a very narrow opening argument. And, hey, listen, no no judgment here. But
I'm judging. Like, if the person is an object of desire for you, or an object of desire.
Yeah. Or what about just let's take a step back from objects and desire. What about it? Just isn't it an interesting way to connect with people? Like it's just another way of generating a topic to talk about. You know, like oh okay, now I know something about Nikki. He has thought about basketball more than once in his life, and is interested in this idea of dunking. You know, and then from there you can talk about. It's an opposite.
You sounded like somebody who doesn't watch sports at all.
I'm just trying to boil it down
in this idea of dunking.
I'm just trying to boil it down to like its essence, essentially. But you know what I'm saying. So,
what a moderator! What a moderator!
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know. All right. Next response.
Counter argument.
Yeah.
Okay, now I feel like, am I countering an argument his specific thing that he was saying?
Or no, whatever argument? Comes, whatever, you know, if he's...
Okay, look, you're bringing up the idea that...
First
okay,
rule can, of splitting hairs, there are no rules.
Yeah.
Second, right. second rule, dues are to be made at the first of the month? No, just kidding. Like, there are rules, actually. Anyway, go on.
Okay, so... Nikon... Before Nikki's opening statement, Nikon had already put a sort of argument out there that what if it was just one small thing that they kind of expanded upon in their dream? Well, then I would argue that they're not actually talking about their whole dream. So is the argument that they're talking about their whole dream or just even a small part of the dream?
No, the argument is our dream's worth talking about, period, right?
Okay, that is. Then I would have to – but you have to have some – there's some caveats there actually. Our dreams worth talking about. Maybe some aspect of the dream is worth talking about in that it can help you understand something that's going on in your everyday life that might be stressing you out or maybe something that's just bothering you.
Or if it's just silly, like, oh, I had a dream last night that my feet were reversed. My feet were switched. Isn't
okay.
that silly?
Yes, but you're not okay. You're giving a very – you're giving me the elevator pitch of the dream. You're not talking about the dream itself.
Right, so you're saying...
I'm talking about when somebody recant their...
All you're complaining about is
people
who are bad.
Recant, not recant.
Who are bad at talking about their dreams.
Right. No, but here's
the
thing.
Same way you can be good at summarizing a movie or not.
I disagree. This is a different thing is because your dreams are often hard to grasp the whole... It's hard to remember your whole dream, right?
Sure.
And so oftentimes, I would say most of the time when people are retelling what happened in their dream, they're still trying, unless they wrote it down beforehand.
Well,
you know, right after they dreamed
even
it.
Even if they did, even I know where you're going. Even if they did, the logic of a dream isn't linear. It's like, and then I was in a phone booth.
Exactly.
And then I was,
okay.
You know,
so that's
whatever.
That's a different point. I'll get to that in a sec.
Sure.
The first point.
Bad storytelling.
Bad storytelling.
The fundamentals
is kind
of yeah, yeah. You're already
of retelling a dream because
the elements that go into it.
You're just trying to go. You're trying to grasp what happened and you're trying to remember what happened. So you're not really. being a good storyteller, because a good storyteller already has that in their mind about what has happened, you know?
What about, okay, go for it. Yeah.
Yes. No, Max, just real quick, if I were to argue and on Max's side, I would have gone with it like this. Just, you shouldn't say what you're, the way you're saying it is incorrect. The way you should be saying it is,
oh,
dreams are not real life. Storytelling that happens in real life is interesting because it happened in real life.
Nope.
No. That wasn't the argument I was making.
Also, I think it was Robert McKee, and he's like a famous writer about writing. He's like, if you're telling an autobiographical story, it's completely uninteresting to be accurate about what actually happened.
Right.
That's
you take elements from what happened, and then you form a story out of it.
Yes.
What happens in real life isn't directly translatable. Even in a documentary, you're not recounting every single thing that happened in a person's life and every day, because a lot of it is superfluous and uninteresting to the dramatic.
Yes, you're not going to explain every single step of the way, but it's not like you have to embellish, though, or
nobody said anything about embellish, or make up stuff. Oh, well, his shoes were green. Isn't it important that his shoes were green? No, it doesn't matter that his shoes were green.
Yes, it was, because it was St. Patrick's Day.
It depends on
starting pinched that.
It depends on the type of writing you like, you know? Sometimes, you know, for example,
in order to tell a good story,
like Marcel Proust's Remembrance of Things Past, it was important to know every single detail.
if you can bring up something pretentious, Nicky can.
Robert McKee or
Robert McKee is the most like he's a guy.
Marcel Proust, I would argue, is more famous than Robert McKee.
It's not about fame; it's about accessibility. Proust is like notably like an impossible read and all that kind of stuff.
It's like over 1,000 pages.
And
yes.
Robert McKee is a guy who's like taught tens of thousands of people how to write. Like Hollywood scripts, you know?
Yeah, more like Transformers scripts and...
No.
You know,
no? Anyway, is that true?
Avengers or...
No,
I'm just joking, God, okay? Can I make a joke for once?
No!
If it was good...
Hey, boys. So
rein it back in, moderator.
Sorry. So Nikki was saying. Go ahead.
But if I were to... go back to my original point.
Yeah.
Yes, I think dreams are worth talking about, as Nikon pointed out, if you just cut out the fluff. You know, you get to the essentials, the interesting parts, you might have something worthwhile, not only telling, but something worthwhile that people will want to listen to.
So that's that's from a storytelling standpoint.
Yes.
What about, I mean, you know, there are traditions... There are Native, you know, whatever. I think Native Americans are big on dreams. A lot of ancient traditions.
As Bryce Shaw said, MLK had a dream worth talking about.
Well,
don't
you
think
go.
So?
But sure,
that's obviously a different kind of dream.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'm talking about people who find dreams to be valuable to talk about. And taking a completely opposite tack. Not about storytelling. Not about the merits of like how interesting it is from a narrative standpoint. But...
psychologically.
Is it worth blurting out every inane detail that you can remember from your dream with a friend or whatever, with the aim of collectively identifying some themes or maybe a meaning or maybe some kind of message from your subconscious,
yes,
unconscious, whatever the friggin' term is for that, but like, is that worthwhile?
So in a way, it is therapeutic, is what you're saying.
Well, therapeutic or just like a way of exploring an idea, a concept, in a way that isn't directly related to, you know, reality as we know it. Yes.
Okay. So, yes, that's dream analysis. They use that in you know, therapists do use that often, actually.
Sure. Yeah.
Particularly Freudians, I think, and Jungians, I think. But as we were talking about before, when you're describing your whole dream, that you're trying to retell your whole dream to somebody, this was the other argument that you had brought up before. I just want to come back to Nikon, is that dreams are weird, and they go for everybody. They're often weird. So when you're trying to describe, oh, this weird thing happened to me, when this happened, it's like, yes, dreams are weird. They always happen. It's much more interesting to tell something that happened in real life, or that's something you created, because that has some.
But maybe it doesn't. Maybe it's not more interesting. Maybe it's just as arbitrary. It's like it's just an arbitrary topic to talk about. What if, I don't know, what if you had like a very eccentric friend who just blurted random thoughts?
Then that's not interesting. If that person did that all the time, yeah, then it wouldn't be interesting. In the same way that dreams are always interesting, so it's not that interesting to retell them all the time.
Well,
but if you had a friend that wasn't eccentric, who was pretty tame and
you
normal.
You just said wouldn't be worth telling all the time. But you have to take a hard stance, Max. It's either worth talking about or not talking about.
In defense of him softening his stance, part of
spinning hairs.
Part of the beauty of what we do here is
we start hard,
different
corners, turn soft,
and find that the middle ground is often
a plastic phallus.
The plastic phallus that we're all looking for. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. But anyway, in the same way, if you have a pretty reserved, pretty average friend that out of the blue said something one day really eccentric and weird, that is worth telling because it's out of the ordinary. Whereas dreams are always surreal and weird. So when you're telling them to somebody, it's like, it's not that big of a deal. You know, it's just
I get it. But like,
sea of,
interesting dreams. There are times where it's not only important to tell people about your dreams, but it can make you money. For example,
all of Mickey's arguments have like a very specific like what if you're trying to get laid? Or
Paul,
like what if you're trying to make money?
Paul, you took it down to the basic level. No, I'm talking about finding love. Romance. Paul McCartney famously dreamt the song yesterday, and he told people about it because he thought, I must have heard this somewhere before. Is this a song? And in talking to other people about it, he realized he came up with it in his dream. And
that's pretty
guess
cool.
What? For the longest time, it was the most played song on the radio.
I mean, it's a beautiful song.
It's the most covered song.
Most covered song. And,
is that right?
But eventually, You've Lost That Love and Feeling took over
really?
The amount of radio. You say that like it's a bad song.
I mean, you know what? I don't think it's a bad song. But I think that that the movie about the fighter pilots.
Top Gun. Top Gun.
Has cheapened its.
The movie about the fighter pilots. You couldn't say Top Gun?
No, I forgot the name.
Okay.
The name that
I
shall
didn't even
not
know
be.
What you were talking the about. Oh, I did because it's famously in that movie.
No,
yeah.
I know, but I just forgot.
No, to me, it doesn't cheapen it because I don't think of that movie really when I think of that song. But actually, you know what replaced it? And now is the current number one most played song ever on the radio?
Every breath you take.
No, Matt, he's trying to guess.
Oh, shoot, sorry.
Is it every breath you take, really?
Everybody.
I didn't know he was trying to guess.
That's surprising.
I wonder if some of that has to do with Puff Daddy at all.
Well, we're talking covered, not...
No,
sampled,
I guess,
right?
But we're not talking covered. We're talking original, I guess, but...
Oh, we're talking original. Wait, what are we saying?
We're talking The Police.
Yeah. You're saying covered, though, not sampled. You're saying
no,
covered,
I'm talking about most played on the radio.
Wait, why did I think... Wait, somebody... Some point.
Max had mentioned.
No, I had said
covered.
Also. In addition
covered.
To
gotcha.
It having been the most played on the radio, it also
yesterday
is the
was
most
also
covered
the
song
most
of
covered.
All time. Yesterday,
gosh. Okay, that was the confusion.
You know who
okay.
does a great cover right. of Yesterday is Boyz II Men.
Oh really?
Yeah.
All harmonized.
It's on the album too. You know the one with I'll Make Love to You on it.
Oh wow, it's a classic. Anyway,
End of the
where
Road.
Were we?
By the way,
that's
so
that
good.
Was the last song at every high school or middle school and high school dance.
Oh, End of the Road?
Yeah.
It's really good.
We've come. Ah, it's a good album.
Especially, harmonies are so sweet.
It's a cappella at the end. It's so good.
Beautiful. Ooh, yeah.
Almost as good as almost as good as the a cappella version of the Folgers song.
Yes.
Which is almost as good as the a cappella version of the Growing Pains theme song. Ooh, which they played in like season 5 or something.
Show me that smile again.
Show me that smile. Don't waste another minute on your crying. But the a cappella version is like, show me that smile now. Show me. But you have to imagine harmonies. The same day. Yeah. It's really good. I love
it. I'm throwing that on right after this. Okay, back to what we're talking about. Top Gun. Dreams.
Top Gun. You had a dream about Top Gun. You had a dream about fighter pilots.
Paul McCartney.
He needed to talk about the dream. Sure. He needed to talk about the dream in order to get to the place to realize.
Sure.
This was an original that he dreamt.
In another defense of this, Nikki, Paul McCartney also did dream when the Beatles were kind of falling apart during the Let It Be recordings. His mom appeared to him in a dream saying, just let it be. Just let it be.
It's beautiful.
And he wrote a beautiful song about that.
And her name was Mary, right? Is that
it was Mary. Yeah, there you go.
So that's another dimension worth talking about. Do we think that...
Other dimensions in dreams.
I have no science to base this on, but like I feel as though there is something about our dreaming life that is just scratching the surface about like existence in general that we have no way of really understanding.
There's no way of knowing which way we are going. Willy Wonka on the Chocolate Factory, anybody?
It's good.
It's a really great scene.
It really is. Anyway, I don't know.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought, Nikon.
Even in more in support of talking about dreams, or the benefits of talking about dreams is, and I'll bring it up again and touch it up on it a little earlier, is... It can be beneficial to talk about dreams to get at the root of stress or insomnia or depression or any problems you're having. And in fact, and I'm as Max said, Jungian or Freudians would think it's important to decipher what dreams are about. I mean, I don't think it's absolutely necessary, but it is something to talk about because if you're having a consistent type of dream, then there is something.
There's
the dream that I've had, especially at very stressful times in my life where
you're naked.
And everyone else is naked.
You're all having a great time. Just kidding. It's a new bit
it's a
that
new
we
bit
came
we're
up
working
with
on. The dream where you have you're in school still and you have a class that you keep missing and you haven't done the work for you just keep missing it and it's really stressful and I've had stress dreams like that where I'm in a musical in high school and I have not memorized any of my lines and I'm about to go on stage. This is a recurring dream recently that I've had.
Mm-hmm. That's so interesting.
Me too. And it's nerve-wracking and
I can't imagine. That's interesting. What is the fact that you're even bringing that up is interesting to me because I can't imagine being in a dream tonight and being at all concerned about anything relating to school. Like it's so far removed from my life that it would almost be. It would feel like jumping into a different person's life at this point because it's so. I haven't been concerned with school in so long.
Neither have I. Cool, Nikon. It's almost like jumping in another person's life.
Yeah.
You know, our dad a few years ago for Christmas, he transferred video of us being born to a DVD, and he gave that to us. And there's you know, footage of us, you know, from when we were 1 and 2 and 3 years old. And you look at this footage, or we looked at it, the footage, and just think, this person doesn't exist anymore as they were, you know?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And it kind of makes you tear up, actually, a little bit.
Well, that's, you know, wow, we could really get into the nature of whether you're the same person that you were. Well, that's a whole different thing.
Oh, that's a great topic, Nikon.
But is that...
I love that topic.
It kind of is a good topic,
The topic is, are you the same person? Are you the same kind of person you are from
birth?
I'll
write it down for a... okay, but back to... Because Max said something that I wanted to react to. What was the last thing you said a while ago?
Sure, it wasn't that important.
Believe me, it wasn't that important. But it sparked a thought. No, I'm kidding.
is it about... you know, people describing their dreams in full is just adding to the sea of other people describing dreams, and therefore it's not that special.
It sparked an anecdote that I still this is something that makes me truly believe that I've always thought that there's like more to existence than whatever meets the eye and all that kind of stuff. But this taps into what I was kind of alluding to, in terms of, let's just call it like the non-waking existence that we all are a part of, whether we are conscious of it or not. That's all very vague and obscure, but, I had a dream several years ago. It was me, my buddy Jason, and his cousin Mike, who I'm not close with, but like I've hung out with, whatever. I'm not close with the guy. The three of us were at a bar. Okay? I haven't seen this guy Mike in like 2 years. Jason and I talk to frequently, but whatever. The three of us are at a bar, and Mike is telling Jason and I that he is getting
Jason
divorced. Jason and me that he is getting you were just waiting for that. He tells us that we are getting he tells the two of us that he's getting divorced. Okay. That's the whole dream. That's all I remember from the dream.
Oh, it's a dream. Okay.
It's a dream. The next day, Jason just happens to call me. That's nothing crazy. He calls me every once in a while. And I'm like, oh, dude, I just remembered. I had a dream last night that me, you, and your cousin Mike were at a bar, and he was telling us about how he's getting divorced. And he's like, that's insane. Mike was over last night, and he told me he's getting divorced.
Oh my God. It's portentous almost. It's like insane in the membranous region.
And it's not like he was telling me his mic was over and I told him. I was the affirmative teller of the information.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
So, and it's like two, I mean, that would be the wildest coincidence of all time. For that to just be a coincidence.
Wow, that's amazing. And that's going to be a good clip that we...
Wow, that's...
And aren't you glad that I told Jason about my dream? That
we so you could tell this story about it.
Yes. Well, so that
really,
we could,
you were
so
telling...
We could have that, so we could have that... Imagine Max's dream world where nobody's talking about their dreams ever. I'm just not allowed to talk about my dreams.
He would never have a dream world because you would never know what the dream world is, you know, because he couldn't talk about it.
But okay, so his ideal world. I shouldn't have used that. So imagine Max's ideal world where nobody's talking about their dreams, and I just don't happen to tell Jason about the dream that I had that directly, I don't know, connected us in some weird cosmic way.
That is really interesting. When Jason told you he told you that news, were you like, oh my, how shocked were you?
I was beyond shocked.
Jason must have been
We were both just like, I mean, I don't know how, I can't describe how he was feeling, but like like, you know, my eyes welled up and I was definitely like, I had a buzz going through my whole body.
You were shaking like, a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it was.
Wow,
it was
inexplicable. That's really crazy. Yeah, yeah, it's interesting.
I want that to happen for me, but with good news, you know?
Right.
Nikki finding the love of his life or something.
Yeah. Or as Cammy
or making
said,
a lot of money.
As Cammy said, if you're trying to get laid, just ask, because Nikon had said, oh, right. The benefit of hearing about somebody's dream is so you can get laid. But I was saying, to find romance. But
yes,
also, if you're trying to get laid, you just ask. I don't know if that's going to work with everybody.
Excuse me, miss. Would you like to go to bed with me?
Not if you talk like that.
It'll work on somebody.
Excuse me, miss. Would you like to go to bed with me?
Go to bed. Anyway, any other strong arguments one way or the other? I think.
Nah, I mean, look. I mean, I think
the middle ground.
The
wins,
compromise is keep it short. Not every single weird thing that happened, but maybe the most significant point.
Here are the three scenarios. Here are the three scenarios I can identify in which it's worth
talking the triangle about your dreams. Triangle of dreams.
Scenario one, if you think there's a novel story to be told, and if you are following that scenario, you must stick to the storytelling principles, right? No superfluous information. There better be a narrative arc or some kind of moral to it, whatever. That's scenario one. Scenario two is, hey, I had this wild dream. I want to see if the two of us or the group of us can pull some themes from it and make sense of it all, because it was baffling and I can't, you know. Scenario three is just the pure, like, there was something interesting that happened that's so kooky that it's just worth just throwing out into the world and seeing if there's a reaction.
Funny, getting a laugh out of it, maybe.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
I would extend that to being anything, not just laugh, but anything that of artistic merit came out of it.
Sure,
you know?
Sure. Yeah,
so
yeah.
Music, for example.
Sure.
Right.
So, well,
but also, by the way, you know, if you are speaking to a therapist, sometimes they will have you tell everything about the dream, because sometimes to them, even small things matter actually in the dream. But
yeah, but how much of that is just them eating up time?
That could be true too.
Right.
And also,
true too. I'd rather talk about real life problems.
You are your own best interpreter of your own dream, is what they say, actually.
Do they say that?
Because a therapist worth their weight in salt actually would say, tell you that, actually.
But you still have to do the work, but that's assuming that you're willing to sit down and like really sit with your dream and interpret
it.
And the value of seeing a therapist is like you're paying for that time to actually sit there and do the thing, because otherwise you're not going to do it on your own time.
No, of course. I'm not saying it's a waste to go to a therapist. I'm saying I'm saying ultimately they would tell you, like, if they gave you their interpretation, they would say, they should say, but ultimately, does that make sense for you? Is that how, is this what's going, you know, you're the best person to make that judgment, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
If you're being honest, if you're being true to thine own self.
Ah, there you go.
Bringing it back.
And I think that's a good way to end it, right?
I think so. I think as, you know, as often happens, the middle ground wins, which means we all win.
And for the record, I didn't truly believe in a hard stance from the start. I just was for the sake of argument having this. As per usual, I don't think usually none of us are hard stance on any of these topics, I think.
Wait, hold on. I've got a great way to end it.
What? That was a good way to end it already. The Hamlet quote, that's come back in full circle right here.
This better be a boy.
We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our little life is rounded with a sleep.
Okay. Boom.
You guys, if you enjoyed what you heard and saw today, make sure to subscribe to us on YouTube. YouTube.com/@splittinghairs.
No, they could just do @splittinghairs.
I like that you added the YouTube.com.
@splittinghairspodcast. Obviously, as usual, make sure to rate and review us on whatever podcast platform you're listening to us on, and follow us.
Yeah.
And thank you all for tuning in to another edition of Splitting Hairs with Max, Nikki, and Econ. Please keep tuning in.